Revelation chapter 14. And I saw, and behold, the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice out of heaven like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of loud thunder. And the voice which I heard was like the sound of harp singers playing on their harps. And they sing a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders. And no one could learn the song except the 144,000 who have been purchased from the earth. These are they who have not been defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they who follow the Lamb wherever he may go. These were purchased from among men as firstfruits to God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth no lie was found. They are without blemish. And I saw another angel flying in mid-heaven, having an eternal gospel to announce to those dwelling on the earth, even to every nation and tribe and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who has made heaven and earth and the sea and the springs of waters. And another angel, a second one, followed, saying, Fallen, fallen is Babylon the great, who has made all the nations drink of the wine of the fury of her fornication. And another angel, a third one, followed them, saying with a loud voice, If anyone worships the beast and his image and receives a mark on his forehead or on his hand, he also shall drink of the wine of the fury of God, which is mixed undiluted in the cup of his wrath, and he shall be tormented in fire and brimstone before the holy angels and before the Lamb. And the smoke of their tormenting goes up forever and ever, and they have no rest day and night. Those who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. Here is the endurance of the saints, those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice out of heaven, saying, Write, Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their works follow with them. And I saw, and behold, there was a white cloud, and on the cloud one like the Son of Man sitting, having a golden crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, Send forth your sickle and reap, for the hour to reap has come, because the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he who sat on the cloud thrust his sickle upon the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the altar, he who has authority over fire, and he cried with a loud voice to him who had the sharp sickle, saying, Send forth your sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripened. And the angel thrust his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the fury of God. And the winepress was trodden outside the city, and blood came out of the winepress up to the bridles of the horses for 1,600 stadia.